Here's some more coffee, Shirley.
Oh, gee, everything is delicious. Thanks, girl.
Don't thank me, Shirley. It was my pleasure to get up early, stagger around in the dark, bumping into things to fix your breakfast. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad.
I mean, who deserves it more than you? Mm-hmm. Who else is so considerate, thoughtful, loving,
Dee,
warm, friendly, pleasant?
Okay, Dee, how much you need?
$3.
Well, I'm sorry, baby, but I'm practically broke. See, a matter of fact, I was working myself up to go down and ask Rob for a raise at the soda shop.
But it's an emergency. I've got to have $3 for school.
Mm-hmm. What for?
For my biology equipment. If I don't come up with a deposit, I'll be the only one in the class trying to dissect a frog with a pencil.
Okay. I'll lend you the money.
Thanks, Shirley. I'll be your friend for life. Tell you what, when we're done with the frog, I'll bring it home to you.
No, don't bring me no frog. Now, just leave me alone, because I'm nervous enough. I just got to figure out how I'm going to ask Rob for that raise.
You should be getting paid more. You deserve time and a half just for serving rerun.
You're right. You know, after all, I haven't had a raise in about, 3 years. But, I don't know. You know, Rob's awful tight with the buck. Oh, is he tight.
Calm down. I don't know why you're so nervous.
Nervous? Me? I'm not nervous. I mean, he gives me that raise, or else he's gonna have one more lump in his gravy. Him. I'm not nervous now. Rob, sit down. Now, listen to this. I do the work of two people around here, therefore, I think I should get paid for two. Mm-mm. More money, or I am walking. Get up off your knees. Be whining. Oh, okay, start talking, but I want that raise or I am gone. And listen, it better be a big one or else you're gonna lose me type bucks. No, no, did you hear what I said? No, this is it.
Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Rob.
Were you talking to someone?
Oh, just to the dog.
I didn't see any dog.
Now, that's why you didn't hear any answer.
Well, Shirley, I have someone I want you to meet.
Yeah.
Liz, this is Shirley, the best waitress in the world. Shirley, this is Liz.
Hello.
Hi. Rob, can I speak to you for a moment, please? I guess not. Rob, can I speak to you for a
sure.
moment?
Sure.
Well, honey, where's the ladies' room?
Right over there near the jukebox. Careful, it's kind of cold in the morning.
Isn't she a looker?
Yeah, real fox. Rob, I want to talk to you about something, and I'm just going to spit it right out while I'm hot. Now, I do the work of two people around here, but I get paid for one, and I don't think that's right.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, you don't have to argue with me now. My mind is made up. What'd you say?
I said I agreed with you. I'm going to do something about it.
You are? You're going to give me a...
Just what you are.
Oh, that's terrific.
Help.
Help?
Right. I hired Liz as an extra waitress to help you.
No, no, wait a minute. See, I don't want help. I want a raise.
A raise?
Mm-hmm. Now, see, there's only enough work for one waitress around here. I know I said it was enough for two, but that's when I wanted twice the pay, not half the tips.
But Liz will be a big help. You'll see.
No, no, see, I can handle all the work around here. See here, Rob? Now, there's why another waitress? You know, I see no reason for another waitress.
How do I look?
Oh, I see the reason. No, I don't have nothing like that.
Shirley, we're waiting on Liz.
Shirley! Oh, not again.
Shirley, honey. I got so many customers, I haven't got time. Could you clean this up, please? Are you ready to order?
Well, we certainly are, my dear. My friend here would like the special, and I'd like a cheeseburger, a shake, and a kiss light.
What's a kiss light?
Come closer, baby, and I'll show you.
Fred. Shirley, girl, you're doing a good job. Hey, what's happening, Shirley?
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, what's with the mop?
Oh, I'm just cleaning up after Princess Grace.
You mean the new waitress?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen her yet. I hear she's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say she's got all the men eating out of her hands.
They have to. She done broke all the dishes.
Well, where is she?
Sounds like she's in the kitchen. Well, she just had to clean up her own mess. I mean, I'm tired of falling behind her, mopping up, picking up, and cleaning up.
But that doesn't make sense, Shirley. If you have another waitress, you should have less work, not more work.
Yeah, doesn't Rob see what's going on?
Rob? She's got him just like every man that walks in here.
Not every man, Shirley.
No, she hasn't got us.
That's right. We're your friend, Shirley. We're going to do something about that.
Well, we'll talk to her and tell her to get herself straight.
Hey, yeah.
Right. And then we'll talk to Rob.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell him we're his best customers, and he better see that Shirley gets treated right, or we'll quit coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, you guys, just as bad as Rob.
She doesn't look clumsy to me.
That's got to be a record. So old Butterfeet made it to the table.
Shirley, are you sure you're not exaggerating?
Yeah, you shouldn't prejudge people, Shirley. You know what they say in America? Every girl is innocent until she goes out with me. So she dropped one tray.
One tray? Shirley!
Liz is calling you, Shirley.
Do you think I'm deaf? I hear. Mm-hmm. Shirley! Shirley!
Shirley, honey, could you clean this mess up kind of quick? These people won't give me a break. Oh, and honey, there's a half a waffle under that table.
Get up!
Excuse me, Shirley.
What?
Here's a dollar.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, give that to Liz for me.
Give it to her yourself, turkey.
Oh, Liz. You, my dear.
Only compared to Liz, otherwise you're okay, honey.
I am definitely not okay, honey. I have had it with your precious Liz. I am tired of her dropping things. I am tired of going behind her picking up. I am tired of it. I'm sorry, Shirley.
You stay out of this,
yeah,
Liz.
Why don't you go spill something? Now, listen to this. Either she goes or I go.
Shirley, I...
You can't make up your mind? Hey, well, I'll make it up for you. You hear this? I quit.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. Can't
what?
Quit.
What?
You're fired.
Okay.
In all these ads, we should be able to find some job for Shirley.
Hey, how about this one? Engineers earn top salaries in the electronic computer industry. Health plan and paid vacations. Hey, that sounds great.
Dwayne, Shirley's a waitress. She doesn't know anything about the computer industry.
Yeah, but nobody'd have to know if she went on the paid vacations right away.
Dwayne, your head is on vacation. Any luck, Shirley?
Yeah, did you get that waitress job in Hollywood?
No.
Why not? You were qualified according to the paper.
Yeah, but the paper didn't mention that the job was topless.
Hey, well, look, what do you say we all go down for a bite to eat my treat?
All right.
Sorry, I have to hang around here and finish my homework. But you go, Shirley.
Nah.
Oh, now, come on, Shirley. Don't let it get you down. Hey, a good meal will take your mind off Rob's.
Yeah, you're right. If it's one thing I don't associate with Rob's, it's a good meal.
All right. Shirley, you come with us. Forget about things for tonight. Okay. And you'll see, tomorrow you'll get a real good job.
You got yourself a deal. But I got to stop by Rob's one last time to pick up my check.
But first, we'll have a feast at Rickshaw Dan's Soul Food Stand.
Yeah. Hey. All right, Chinese soul food.
Hey, when we get there, maybe we'll order the family dinner for six.
But there's only four of us.
Right.
Topless.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, honey. Is everything ready to go?
Do I ever miss? Everything just as you planned it.
You're the greatest. I got all the money for you. Here's the money. Is everything ready on your end?
Hey, trust me. And wait till you see the setup in Las Vegas. It's perfect.
You're the greatest. I'll meet you at the plane at 10 o'clock.
Right on.
I can hardly wait.
Until tonight, baby.
All right.
I knew it. I tell you, I knew it. I mean, I knew there was something about that girl, but I just couldn't put my finger on it.
What girl?
Did you see that fancy dude who she gave the money to?
What money?
And money wasn't all she gave him. Did you see that hug and that kiss?
Mm-hmm. What hug? What kiss?
I'm telling you, she was using him.
Who was using who for what? Man, if I knew the Chinese restaurant was that exciting, I would have gone with y'all.
Dee, this is serious. We saw Liz stealing from Rob's cash register.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute now. Let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe Liz had a reason.
Sure, she had a reason. So did Bunny and Clyde. I think she's just setting them up. You know, that Klutz of the Year routine was just a front. I bet she even has a police record.
Really? You think she's wanted?
Are you kidding? With a bill like that, of course she's wanted.
Hey, we got to do something and fast.
I think we should call Rob.
I think we should call the police.
I think you should call Big Earl.
Good idea, Dee. He's a detective. He can tell us exactly what to do. I'll call him, right?
Mm-hmm. Poor Rob. He liked Liz. He's really going to be upset.
Yeah. You know, that cash register was the first thing in that shop she has ever cleaned.
You really think she's a thief?
Positive. I mean, we saw her. Oh, I should have known she was the criminal type, because her eyes were just too close together.
Yeah, but everything else was in place.
Rerun, that woman could have a prison record. She could be a master criminal. Hey, she could even be in with the mob.
Hey, if she's a member of the mob, that dude could have been her hitman.
You're right. And she was paying him off for a job.
Ooh. Okay. I left a message for Big Earl. I told him where we were, and it's an emergency.
Well, it is an emergency. That Liz belongs to the mob, and that dude was a hitman. Man, I hope no one saw us at the soda shop.
I learned one thing from seeing The Godfather six times. The mob doesn't like to leave witnesses.
Ooh. Or leftovers.
Leftovers?
Sure. Didn't you see the scene in the Italian restaurant? First, the Godfather cleaned everything off his plate. Then everyone off their chairs.
Uh-oh, someone's at the door.
Quick, hide my gun.
Don't give it to me.
Shirley, did you invite anyone?
No.
Hey, look, come on. You're all getting carried away over nothing. Now, there's nothing to worry about. There's no one at the top.
You're right, Rod.
Liz!
Shirley, I guess you know why I'm here.
I'm not sure.
Well, you have something coming to you, and you're gonna get it.
Oh, wow, hit the floor!
Is he ill?
It's his nerves.
Yeah, my eye nerves. I don't see very well. I'm a terrible witness.
I just came by to give you your check.
Oh, thanks.
And Shirley, I'm really sorry about the way things turned out.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go now.
These are airline tickets. 2 to Las Vegas?
Oh, wrong envelope. I'm just taking a little trip.
I heard.
You heard what?
Oh, I heard cattle, I heard sheep, heard in this big business. Haven't you heard?
Shirley, I know your check's in here someplace. I guess you're all wondering what I'm doing with all this money.
Us wonder? Of course not. Mm-hmm.
We could care less.
That's right, we all carry mad money.
I'll help you, I'm mad about money.
Here's your check, Shirley. And I'm really sorry about the way things turned out.
Unless we got a keeper here before big girl gets... Hey, wait a minute, Liz. You're leaving so soon. We got coffee and sandwiches.
Yeah, we got sandwiches. What do you want, bologna or knockwurst?
No, thank you. I really gotta go.
I'll fix your double decker. Stay here.
Maybe you'd like some iced tea or cookies or maybe even a pineapple.
How would you like a nice hot bath? You're right, that is ridiculous. Rerun, start the shower.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Hey, you're just in time. My adorable little kid sister was about to sing for us. Weren't you, adorable little kid sister?
What?
Sing!
On the good ship, darling, it's a sweet trip to the Kentisha. When the mom lets sleep,
but I got a plane to catch.
Why don't you stay just a little longer? Make yourself comfortable.
Shirley, what are you doing?
Hey, there's a draft in here. I better lock this door.
But, Roger, if you lock the door, how's Big Earl gonna get in? Uh-oh.
Big Earl? Who's Big Earl? I'm getting out of here. What is going on?
Going on?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Sing, Dee.
On the good ship, lollipop.
Everyone, bring those sandwiches out here. Hey, get us some sandwiches.
I'm Lord and Knockwurst coming up.
You're after the money.
No, just keep on.
You can't keep this money, right?
No, now I'm not gonna go
by. Big Al!
Hello, big girl.
Are we glad to see you?
Hold it, lady. Hold it. Holy Toledo. I am the police. Lieutenant Earl Barnett.
She's a thief.
We saw her stealing from Rod's cash register.
That's right, and we're all witnesses against you. They were.
Lieutenant, I didn't steal any money.
Oh, no? What's all that green stuff in your purse? Succotash?
This is all a big misunderstanding.
Look, I think we all ought to go downtown.
Yeah, sure. I can't. I've got a plane to catch. Let me
out. Hold it, lady.
Don't let it go.
Hold it. Liz, what's happening? What's going on?
Rob, thank heaven you're here. These people are crazy. They're trying to arrest me.
You bet we're going to arrest her. Rob, she's been stealing from you. She's a thief.
Yeah, she's a crook.
She's a criminal.
She's my fiancé.
What?
We're getting married.
Married?
Hey, Rob, lucky for you, we caught her.
Mm-hmm. You be man a thief, Rob.
That's right. Who wants to go to bed with a woman who puts cold cream on her mask?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Do you have any evidence?
Do we? We are loaded with it.
That's right. We saw her stealing from your cash register.
I know. That was for our honeymoon expenses.
Yeah, but what about that fancy dude we saw giving it to?
Yeah.
That was Liz's brother, Jim. He's the best man. He's arranging everything.
Yeah, but we're here to talk about some plans for Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. We do have some pretty fancy plans in Vegas, starting with the little chapel of For the Hardaway.
But what is she doing with all that money in her purse? Oh,
right, money.
That's the night deposits from the soda shop. We were going to drop them off on the way to the airport.
Well, this is another fine mess you got, Mrs. Jones.
Me? Shirley was the one who said she was a master criminal.
Me? Yeah. Raj told me.
Don't put that lie on me.
Order in the living room.
Hey, you know, look, we're all to blame. We all let our imaginations run away with us. And Rob and Liz, we're very sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I know you were only trying to protect Rob.
I guess, baby, it was all our fault, Liz. This whole thing wouldn't have happened if we hadn't tried to keep our wedding a secret.
You're right, Rob. Yeah.
Shirley, the reason I came here is because I want you to take your job back. Will you? Please?
Well, will Liz be there, too?
You're safe. From now on, I break all my dishes at home.
In that case, you got yourself a deal.
All right.
Wait a minute. What about Shirley's raise?
Oh, wait. Right.
Don't give me that, Give her a raise,
Okay, Shirley. You got your raise.